Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks, y'all, for joining us. I appreciate it very much. The question of the day yesterday, by the way, which we got completely wrong, Charlie and Andy and I. 40% of adults are embarrassed by this. I said teeth. Andy said job. Charlie said lack of accomplishment. But the answer is their middle name. Yes, Charlie, their middle name. Most people, 40% of adults, are embarrassed by their middle name. I'm not one of those 40%. I like my name. So I guess, I don't know, I guess some people have weird middle names. What, Charlie? Charlie was going to say something. My middle name? I don't know. I just was named after very famous people, John Wesley. Pretty easy. So, yeah, no, I'm proud of my name. I like my name. Named after a family member as well as some of the other great Christians through history, by the way. So, yeah, very proud of my name. I like my name. I'm not embarrassed by my middle name. Let's just say that. Today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. At least once in your life, I think that might be the key here, Charlie, at least once in your life, 60% of us have reached for this item and consumed the entire thing. So at least once in your life, 60% have reached for this item and consumed the entire thing. There's, by the way, I think more than one answer here, if you ask me, because, again, I know this is the impossible question, but good grief. How many things do you reach for where you're only going to take a bite, but before long, the whole thing's consumed? Which, by the way, we talk about this in this hour a lot, and we will today, by the way, as well. We've got several people joining us today, including Dr. Julie, so we'll get their opinions on this. But the reality is the food companies, I'm not exaggerating here, really make things to where you will consume the entire thing in one sitting. It's by design, folks. So put your answer into the KLZ Facebook page, KLZ 560 Facebook page, and let us know. What do you think, Charlie? Oh, Charlie says tub of ice cream. See, I'm not the ice cream guy, but for me it would be the bag of chips. You're only going to eat a couple. Before you know it, it's gone. History. Now, it could be that. Cookies, I think the ice cream's good as well. But answer that question on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. And like I said, some of this, not some, a lot of this, when it comes to what we eat and how hooked we get on things, is by design, folks. The sugars, the artificial sweeteners, even some of the coatings, the way the food itself is made, a lot of that is by design, in fact, to make sure that we do, in fact, eat the entire thing or come back for more. It's the way it works. And I don't think most of you listening would disagree with that, because it's just the way things are today. It's the way we do things. So in today's show, we'll take a break, come back here in a moment. Top three things that you should do to COVID-proof your life. Food waste and portion control. And then again, we'll get an update from Dr. Julie, and I've got an article in here on sugar as well. We'll talk about that. Richard Battle will join us in 4 o'clock, and it's You Said What? And then Steve Heck will join us on immigration. My son, Richard, just sent me a video, which a lot of folks would say, well, you know, what's going on at the border? There's a video floating around now, CBS News. It's an infrared video, basically showing a couple of coyotes getting to the wall portion of the border, climbing the wall, and then taking what looked to me to be probably 4 to 5-year-old kids, because you can kind of see the proportion and size to the folks that have, you know, jumped, have scaled the wall, and literally taking these kids and dropping them from about 4 feet off the ground onto the ground, 2 kids, and then leaving. Yeah, these are coyotes. That's what they do. You can thank the current administration, Joe and Mrs. Harris, for what we have going on there right now. Steve Heck will talk to us about that in hour two. And then hour three, Dr. Andrew Myers, he is a chief science officer of Nutrigenics. And we're going to talk a little bit about, or actually he's going to be on with us today. We're going to talk a little bit about COVID and how to fend off COVID, by the way, what some of the best remedies are and how to do that. And then hour three today, I should mention, we've got Barry Shore joining us. He is back. He is a guy that has actually been through lots of adversity in his life, but somehow still keeps a very positive outlook. We had him before. He's a great guest. We'll enjoy him at 5 o'clock. And then also Andrew Gruhl is going to join us, and we're going to talk about how many years of lockdowns can we take? In other words, we are already past where we should be with this. We'll talk more about that in the 5 o'clock hour as well. So without further ado, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, is next. Michael was just on, by the way, as he is every Wednesday from 2:30 to 3 o'clock right here on KLZ. You can get tips on your estate planning from Michael directly during that time. But in the meantime, if you need anything from Michael, just call him directly. He would love to chat. And it doesn't take that long and doesn't take much money to get a estate plan in order. 720-394-6887. That's Michael Bailey Law, our mobile estate planner.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, Novus Auto Glass is next, folks, and I know we talk a lot about auto glass with Novus, and one thing I probably don't focus on enough is what's the difference. So I get this question a lot when it comes to drive radio on Saturdays, and what's the difference between auto glass? Does somebody make better glass than others? Yes, there are situations and circumstances where some glass manufacturers in the aftermarket especially are better than others. Novus uses top quality auto glass, but more than that, and I've seen this for myself, it's the install process that really makes the difference between one company and another. What I mean by that, in Novus's case, they record everything that happened when they installed the windshield, including the type of urethane they even used when they put the windshield in. They do that for several reasons, but the biggest is to protect you and making sure the windshield is installed properly. They can tell you how many times they've fixed a windshield whereby it was installed improperly from the previous installer. There's a lot of shoddy workmanship out there that's not coming out of Novus Auto Glass. I can tell you that right now. So they work with all insurance companies. Anything you need from a fix to a complete replacement, they will take care of you. Find them on the website, rushtoreason.com, and it's Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle. So quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Autoglass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Autoglass now at RushToReason.com.
All right, Barber's Foods, folks, and Easter is literally just around the corner this coming weekend. There's still time to get whatever you're going to prepare for Easter, whether that be leg of lamb, whether it be a ham, whatever it happens to be, they're there to help you. They've got all of the highest quality meats and, in a lot of cases, in stock and can deliver it right to your door. I can tell you right now, they've got some of the best ham in the business, Duroc pork, and I can attest to it myself. Literally, almost everything they have on the menu at Barber's Foods, menu as in the items they can provide, I've either tried, tasted, or have had myself and prepared myself. So, you name it, they've got it, and it literally is the best meat, best food you'll ever get your hands on. Barbersfoods.com. It's with two S's, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in one-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, our health and wellness Wednesday edition, as we do each Wednesday. Dr. Andrew Meyer is with us right now, the CEO and Chief Science Officer of Nutrigenics. Dr. Andrew Myers, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you joining us very much. And one of the things, and we've talked about this almost to the point where I feel like we've almost worn it out, but yet, Dr. Myers, I know we haven't, because you still run into people and see people all the time that just don't really understand all of what's going on when it comes to COVID and keeping yourself healthy. And I am one, and I think I'm living proof that we can do a lot to fend off COVID in our lives. You've got three top things we should be doing. I want to know what they are.
Okay, well, let's jump right in. And it sounds like you are doing the right things if you have stayed healthy through this pandemic. The first thing that I have to recommend is that we have been overlooking a very basic premise, and that our susceptibility is the first thing that we have to consider. And susceptibility has to do with immune strength, the robustness of our body's ability to fight off any virus, whether it be COVID-2 or a flu or cold virus.
Right.
And Americans have deficient immune systems. How do we know that? Because we overeat sugar. We have very poor diets. I call it the standard American diet, or SAD.
Yep.
And when we overeat processed foods and have a high sugar, high caloric, low nutrition diet, where we end up is nutritional deficiency. So my first recommendation is we have to clean up our diets. Not easy to do. I know it's a tough recommendation, so I simplify it to one thing. Don't eat as much sugar.
Okay.
Sugar is the number one driving force in depleting our immune system and reducing our immune competency, making us more susceptible to any virus that we come in contact with. So the first recommendation is drop your sugar intake. Don't eat candy if you can avoid it. Try and avoid the junk food that's high in sugar, high in processed ingredients, and give your immune system a chance to be fulfilled by vegetables, fruits, and the kinds of foods that we were actually designed to eat in order to gain nutrition from our dietary intake.
And Dr. Myers, I know that you know, and I agree, by the way, this sounds easy, and I know it's a sort of a simple formula, if you would, but in reality, it's one of the most difficult things to implement. And I will say that's because, and I've learned a lot doing this show and even doing what we do here on Wednesdays and talking to individuals like yourself, I believe the reason that it's so hard is we by design have become a society addicted to sugar. Am I correct in saying that?
100%. We are addicted to sugar. And the food industry knows that, builds products around it, and takes advantage of the American consumer every day. But we still have choice because guess what? When you walk down the aisle in the grocery store, it's still you or your spouse or your partner that's putting those items in the grocery cart.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not in your cabinet at home,
right,
and you replace them with healthy alternatives, guess what? You don't eat them. So if you don't buy that bag of mini candy bars, you won't eat it when it's home when you're hungry.
Right.
Instead, put apples, oranges, bananas on the counter, whether it's you or your kids. If they're hungry enough, they're going to go for the healthy alternative.
True.
If the junk food isn't around.
You know, the other thing that I've had to learn, along those lines, Dr. Myers, in making those choices is read labels. And I know that sounds very elementary, sort of what we're talking about right now, and it sounds sort of, you know, easy, but I also will tell you that it's not always easy. They hide a lot of things in these things. You can read the label unless you really know what you're looking for. They can bury some of this stuff. But I'll tell you, everybody listening, yes, you can cut out the – a lot of you know what the main sugar items are, and that stuff's easy. Where I think, Dr. Myers, it gets a little bit more difficult is what I just said, and that's finding some of the stuff that they bury in some foods that in some cases you wouldn't think is there, but it is.
I totally agree. I have recently gone on a no added sugar diet, and I can tell you that in reading labels, I have been amazed at what natural foods have 15, 17 grams of added sugars.
Right.
And these are being positioned as healthy, natural alternative foods. So you are absolutely right, John, and it's a very reasonable position that you take. What I have to tell you is that, you know, cutting out white sugar and white flour, those heavily processed foods, will go a long way to strengthening your immune system.
Okay, real quick. I want to stop you real quick there for just 1 second, Dr. Myers, because we hear this. My listeners even hear it. I bring folks on every Wednesday. We talk about these very subjects, you know, trying to help everybody stay healthy. You know, by the way, I've been doing health and wellness long before COVID even existed. So this is a topic that's kind of near and dear to me. I weighed, you know, over 300 plus pounds back before 2010, lost a bunch of weight in 2010, and have done pretty good job of keeping it off. I watch it very closely, and a lot of the things that we talk about, you know, you and I even right now are talking about, I've had to do to make sure that I keep that off. And I realized back then that I just couldn't continue to live life like I was, but, you know, weighing over 300, you know, 5'10", and I weighed over 300 plus pounds. Do the math. You can see how overweight I actually was. But I also will tell you that while we talk about all the stuff, we know what's there. You're talking now about the adverse effects, but I want to stop you and say, okay, great. Tell us, what are those? What are those adverse effects?
Oh, absolutely. The studies, many, many research studies have shown that acutely when we eat sugar, it has an immediate effect on our white blood cells. Our white blood cells are our immune cells that are our first line of defense against infection. And what we know is that if you eat sugar basically any high sugar food, there is an immediate depression of immune function, which makes you acutely susceptible. When we carry that on day to day, what we do is we actually erode the function of our immune system on a chronic basis, such that we are actually reducing the effectiveness of the very system that is part of our bodies to defend ourselves against all kinds of viruses and bacteria.
Hmm.
And so with chronic ingestion of sugar, we're actually altering our biochemistry and the signaling systems that allow us to marshal an immune response, to have active immune cells from our T cells to our macrophages. All of these different cells are impacted by our sugar intake. One of the things that goes along hand in hand with that, of course, is stress. We often eat high sugar foods when we're under stress. Well, we know the biochemistry of stress releases a hormone in our body called cortisol. In its drug form, we call it cortisone, which is actually an immune suppressant. Mm. So sugar intake is a stress on the body. Increasing cortisol levels through natural mechanisms, but the negative effects on our immune system are actually immune depression and eventually immune deficiency.
Makes total sense. There's a lot of talk right now, too, about, you know, vaccines. In fact, that's kind of the quote-unquote rage, if you would, and I am not fully convinced that that's even the direction that we should be headed. I mean, I get it. We need something to get people back on track and build some consumer confidence and so on. I, for one, have no plans on getting one unless I'm absolutely forced to, Dr. Myers. Again, I've been all the way through COVID. I've worked every day. I've come to the station. I've traveled. I've been outside of the country, inside the country. I mean, I've done all sorts of things, and I've stayed very healthy. So personally, I'm not in the least bit concerned or afraid of COVID at all. But the things you and I are talking about right now, I do on a regular basis. What are some things folks should consider, though, before taking any of the vaccines?
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the vaccine in my third point. The second thing you have to do, so if you can improve your diet,
okay,
whether or not you're capable of that, you need to start supplementing with nutrition.
Got it.
I just completed a correlational trial with my partner, Grace McComsey, and co-author, for our new book, at the University Hospital in Cleveland, Ohio. We looked at COVID patients versus controls, so healthy controls, as well as long-term virally infected individuals in an HIV subject group. Mm. And what we found was that two key nutrients, vitamin D and vitamin K2, which is not as well known as vitamin D, are independently risk factors for COVID infection, and that K2 by itself is an independent risk factor. When you're deficient in K2, it's an independent risk factor for both the susceptibility, so if you catch COVID, as well as the severity of the disease you experience. Now, let me explain independence. When I say that vitamin K2 deficiency is independent of other cofactors, that means age, gender, weight, diabetes, blood sugar levels. If you are deficient in vitamin K2, and if your deficiency is twice as bad as it should be, so you're two times deficient than what should be a normal level, you are twice as likely to catch COVID and twice as likely to suffer severe COVID disease.
Okay.
Now, this is a simple supplementation program. Vitamin D and vitamin K2 are available at every health food store, every health food or specialty store, as well as every mass market retailer in this country. These are inexpensive, readily available nutrients that both mature and support the immune system and downstream help the body. K2 in particular helps the body to modulate the inflammatory response that leads to all these downstream negative effects in the disease itself.
Makes sense.
We wrote this book, Simplifying the COVID Puzzle. What we talk about is strengthening your immune system and supplementing with a range of nutrients that are all safe and research proven.
Okay.
And I say that they're research proven because Dr. McComsey has done the research and proven that these nutrients play a direct role in susceptibility and helping people to battle this disease once they get it.
Awesome. Where do they get the book?
Yeah. The book can be found at simplifyingthecovidpuzzle.com. They can pre-order the book, and it's on Amazon. And then the last piece of the puzzle, as we talked about, you asked for three, is a very simple and conservative approach that I think you've employed. You have to stay smart. Globally, we know that there are several different mechanisms that are necessary to prevent COVID. Social distancing, wearing of masks, washing our hands, good hygiene. Don't be stupid. Don't go indoors. Don't go to bars. Don't drink excessively and be around a bunch of people who are breathing on you.
Right.
Take care. Be smart.
Right.
When it comes to the vaccine, I have to revert back to my first point, which is, if you do not have a strong immune system, the vaccination in and of itself will be less effective. So if you want to get the most, if you are an individual who feels strongly about being vaccinated, then make sure you are immune competent when you go into that vaccination process.
Okay.
The vaccination itself, the robustness of your response, depends on a competent immune system. If you have a poorly functioning immune system, guess what? You will probably have potential for side effects from the vaccination, and you may, in fact, not get the results that you're looking for in terms of immunity from that vaccine.
Okay.
Again, these are simple physiological issues that no one in the medical community, not from the CDC, we're not hearing it from the governmental bodies that say, you know what, we've missed a key point here, folks. You better take care of your immune system first and foremost to make all of these things that we're recommending to you that much more effective. And I quite honestly don't understand it. I really don't. I respect.
I agree.
And I believe.
I agree.
All of these individuals have the best, you know, they have the best hearts. They want people to be well. But we're overlooking the simple fact that Americans are deficient in nutrition, and therefore their immune systems are also not functioning to their top capability.
This is great. Dr. Andrew Myers, again, CEO, Chief Science Officer of Nutrigenix. We'll have you back. This has been great, Dr. Andrew. I really appreciate you joining us, and I mean it. I will get you scheduled again. We could go even longer. I'm out of time, but this is great. I will have you back. Fabulous, sir. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, John, and I really enjoyed the discussion myself. Thank
you. We'll have you back. Thank you very much. And I mean that, folks. We will have him back. He's got some great tips and suggestions, and we'll get him back on again here in the not-too-distant future. Ascend Health Center is coming up next. Dr. Julie will join us here later in the program, give us an update on what's going on there. 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascend Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascend Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, health of your car is important as it is for the health of you yourself, because without it, you, in a lot of cases, can't go from A to B and get the things you need done in your life. So make sure that vehicle's in top working order. Gino's Auto Service on the west side of town can help you with that. In Littleton, 38 years they've been doing this. Find them at ginosautoservice.com, Gino's with a J, or call 303-794-6700.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Fitness coach Matt Peel joining us now. Matt, welcome back. Rush to Reason, how are you, sir?
Thank you, John. I'm wonderful. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing very well. Good to have you with us, and I always enjoy it. It's a great conversation. We're going to have you on a monthly basis, and I appreciate you joining us. Let's talk today, though, and I know it's a little bit out of what you do, although it is in line with what you do, but we're going to talk food today. Food waste and portion control. Let's talk about that.
they go hand in hand, absolutely hand in hand. And what we don't realize is that when we don't eat, I'll say the right portions or proper portions, all that stuff goes to waste. Now, it can go to two ways, right? It can go to your W-A-I-S-T or the W-A-S-T-E. So either way, it's going to waste.
Good point.
And we don't want that.
No, yeah, no, I love the way you say that. It's either going to your waste or it's going to waste, one or the two. All right, so talk about what is proper portions? How do we measure that? How do we know?
It really goes down to what's on the serving label. And when I did my bodybuilding show about 7 years or so ago, I really had to pay attention to what's on the label so I could match my calories to my macronutrients. And when I like to use the salad dressing as a great example, you know, it's 2 tablespoons as a serving size. How many people glop that stuff
yeah.
on there?
Yeah, great point.
Right? And then you say, can I just add some lettuce to my dressing? And so you've got this big soupy mess. But if you really put on there that 2 tablespoons and then look and see how many calories does that correspond to,
right.
like, wow, that's not a whole lot
right.
of dressing.
Right. No, you are spot on in what you just said there. And I think a lot of folks forget that. In fact, I've seen a lot of folks where they'll be on a, you know, quote unquote diet. You see them go to whatever salad bar, they'll order a salad, which I've gotten to the point anymore, even if I'm out, Matt, no dressing comes on the salad. I always order that on the side because then I can control how much actually ends up on the salad. Because to your point, they'll send it out to you all drenched in it. And when it's all said and done, you might as well have ordered a burger or steak. You would have had less calories.
You had a whole of a hell of a lot better time on top
exactly,
of that.
Exactly.
So it's critical that you just look at that label. And then see what it is that you should be putting on your plate. And you may be surprised, one, how small that is. But on the flip side, you could be surprised, too, is how much more money you save in your wallet because now you're truly getting the 6, 8, 12 servings out of that package.
Let's talk about restaurant eating because that's a big deal for those of us in the U.S. And as things open up and people start going back, which some never stopped, some kept going regardless. And luckily for those restaurants, you know, folks did. But, Matt, a lot of folks go out to eat, and let's face it, we as Americans, and I'm not going to say it's only Americans, but especially here, we do have it's almost a contest. Who can have the largest portion size at what restaurant out there, and that's how they compete with one another.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I'm truly guilty of it. When the buffets were open, you know, let's see if we can put them out of business with how much I'm eating.
Right.
But then you throw away half the stuff.
Right.
So it's really important, you know, portion that out and ask for a to-go box. It's all right. Now you got your dinner, and maybe you got your lunch and your dinner. It really depends on how much you eat. But that's still a great way. You're supporting the restaurant. You're supporting the business. You're supporting the server. You're tipping them. You're paying for it. Now you just kind of spread that out a little bit more and actually get a little bit more value.
Yeah, and again, to your point, I'm not, and I know there's a lot of folks out there who disagree, I'm not one of those guys where you go, you know, you're with – you know, whoever, friend, spouse, you know, kids, whatever. And you know, I'm not that guy where I'm going to take a meal and always split it. I'm just not. I know a lot of restaurants will do that. Some will charge you a little bit of a fee to do that. I'm not that guy, Matt. I kind of feel like if I'm out to eat, I'm going to help the restaurant. I'm going to buy a full meal. I'm going to support the server, so on and so forth. I don't want to be that cheap guy ordering, you know, half a meal. But to your point, what I will do is automatically on the front side, no, I'm only going to eat X of this plate. The rest of this is going to go home, and I'll have it at another meal later on, you know, down the line. And again, folks can do that either way. I don't care one way or the other. To me, it's just easier to have that to-go box and put some of it in there and call it good.
And it's very kosher. Everybody does it. I do it, and there's nothing wrong with that. They even ask you, hey, can we take that home? Would you like to take that home with you? So it's cool. You don't need to feel embarrassed about doing so.
Why do we, and I probably can answer this myself even, but why as a country are we that way? Why do we feel like bigger is better in that area when, in fact, our gut lines are saying bigger is not better?
Yeah, that's a hell of a question, and I don't know if I have that answer or not, but you know, supersizing is now standard size. It's kind of crazy if we think back to 10, 15 years ago, and oh my goodness, can I supersize that? What a concept.
Right.
Let me put more of this calories into my body.
Right.
Sure.
You know, and again, I don't want to get on a soapbox, although it, you know, sort of really irritates me, Matt. We've gone through all this COVID stuff. You know, we talk about it's for everybody's health. We're going to do this. We're going to distance. We're going to wear masks. We're going to do blah, 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 blah. Yet the thing you and I are talking about is killing more Americans on an annual basis than all of the other stuff we've talked about combined us.
I mean, it's unbelievable where it's just being completely ignored.
Right.
What are the comorbidities, right?
Right.
Related to obesity, heart disease, diabetes.
Right.
But let's not talk about that. Let's just sweep that under the carpet.
Yeah, but as long as you're wearing your mask, you know, you're walking in and you're getting that meal to go or that meal to even sit down, and, you know, it's a 3,500 calorie meal, Matt. That's not any big deal as long as we're wearing a mask. And again, I'm sort of making fun, but in a way being very serious, because to your point, we don't talk about the elephant in the room, pardon the pun.
No.
We don't do that, but yet, you know, because as long as you're wearing a mask, you're in good shape, although that's probably the farthest thing from the truth there is.
It absolutely is, and that's, I try and post that on Twitter and my social feeds too, is about that. If we take care of ourselves, sure, we're going to get sick out there, but it's not going to be as severe. And that's with anything, even a common cold. It's not going to be as severe if we have a better immune system, because we just put the right things in our body. And to be honest with you, John, I tell people, hey, let's just do it 5 days a week.
Right.
Have a good time on the weekend.
Right.
That's what I do.
True.
You don't have to be a saint 7 days a week, 24/7. If you can do it Sunday through Thursday, wow, that's a huge win.
You know what, Matt? You bring up a great point. And, you know, I'm a guy that, as you know, lost a lot of weight back in the day, and I understand fully what you're talking about. I also understand occasionally, you know, you have to have a little bit of, you know, off time, if you would, and that doesn't matter whether you're an exercise fiend or you're a diet fiend or whatever. You know, you have to have a little bit of a break, if you would, from that. But as long as that's a healthy break, and it's not something that, you know, you're just going back to like a drug addict would, I'm like you. I see nothing wrong with that.
No. And, yeah, I'm down here in the New Orleans area, as everybody at KLZ knows. So what do we love? We love food and booze.
Right.
And when we're not doing food and booze, we're doing booze and food. So we talk about what's for dinner at lunch.
Right.
So I get it.
Right.
And you can still do those things if you just kind of mind your P's and Q's most of the time.
Right. You know, great point. All right, Matt, how do folks find you, sir?
They can go to my website, mattpeale.com. You can go to find me on Facebook at Athlete in the Game of Life and hit me up on Twitter at Matt Peale.
Matt, until next month, I appreciate it, sir. As always, enjoy your week, sir.
Thank you, sir. You too.
You bet. Really appreciate it. Again, Matt Peale, folks. Again, you can find him at his website, mattpeale.com, and it's P-E-A-L-E. We'll be right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. Again, take care of your vehicle, folks. Cooper Tires at Koss, they've got a great deal right now. There's a discount, I believe, through April 12th, so that's still going on. $70 rebate on truck tires, $50 rebate on car tires. Ask them today how that works. Any vehicle you're driving, they can take care of. That's, again, 303-841-1071, or find them at klzradio.com.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. I was just talking to Al before we came on air today, and he's always got great words of wisdom. So anything you need when it comes to your financial future, give Al a call today. Again, find him at klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
You can breathe easy knowing you'll have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Now you have the luxury of deciding how you'll spend that money to make it work even harder for you. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a plan to minimize taxes and fees so your savings last. Before you stop contributing to your 401k or IRA and start taking distributions, you'll want to have a plan in place to make certain your money will help you achieve your goals. If you should need long-term care at some point, you'll want to make sure your kids get a break. Al Smith will show you how to set up supplemental coverage so your kids have some help and it's already paid for. It's time to shift your focus from wealth accumulation to wealth preservation with KLZ's Retirement Planning Specialist. Set up a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Julie joining us now, as she does weekly from Ascent Health Center. Dr. Julie, how are you today?
Good. How are you all doing today?
I'm ready for, I know the snow is great. It benefits even me personally, but I'm ready for some sunshine.
You ready for a little sunshine?
I'm ready for spring and summer.
A little vitamin D.
Yes. Here's a question for you. Do you see a difference in people's, you know, just overall well-being, mood, and so on as we get out of winter and we start entering into spring and summer, or does it change at all?
No, winter can be pretty hard on quite a few people, and so people will come in with that seasonal affective disorder, and we'll have them buy the light lamps, or like we had quite a few people call about the brain tap last week, so we'll have them do brain tap, we'll have them get outside. I mean, when you can't get outside, you have to create some artificial brain health for yourself, because it can get heavy for people who really need that. And usually there's some sort of deficiency, vitamin D, something in there that's triggering that feeling of just not optimal.
You know, that was a question I had for you today, especially, is, and you sort of took the words out of my mouth, are there things that in our world when it doesn't feel right, you know, you guys can pinpoint to, without even taking a huge test, pinpoint to a specific deficiency? I know that's a long, you know, sort of a wide band question, if you would, but, you know, are there certain moods, mood swings, things like that, where we can pretty much say, yeah, you know what, that's because you're not getting enough X?
Well, sure. I mean, so many. Before we had labs, and this is what I love about the way I learned to practice medicine, before we had lab work and all the investigative tools, you had to look at fingernails, skin health, tongue health, eye health. You had to look at all of those things to see what deficiencies a patient might have. And so you really had to know how to look at your patient. And I still use those observatory tools because I learned to count on them. And so often we just get a set of labs and look at them and don't look at our patient and think the labs say X and the patient says Z. And you really have to look at Z and then look at X. Look at your patient and then layer in the information that you're trying to gather from that patient. Instead of just saying, "Oh, well, this is what the paper says," so
I think I'm going to stop you for a second, because I think, you know, give you guys a plug and kudos, because I will tell you, Dr. Julie, that I don't know that I've ever been to a, you know, regular medical doctor my entire life to where what you just said happens. Typically, a regular medical doctor looks at charts, graphs, whatever you've got coming across the, you know, their desk. They look at them and they say, "Yep, you need such and such. Here's a pill. Take this, you know, X amount of times a day, a week, whatever, and you're cured." Rarely do I ever hear them say what you just said. And I'm not knocking them. I just think that's the way that practice, quote unquote, works.
How they sort of, and it's just sad because we're losing those hands-on tools of touching, looking, talking to, asking, evaluating our patient in a more comprehensive manner instead of just like, yeah, these numbers say this, and so it has to be this, when that's just not how it is.
You know, it's funny. You, I always, you know, I can always throw a car, you know, analogy back into this because they're very much the same. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've seen, you know, either another shop or I've seen even individual technicians that, you know, those times would have worked for me where, you know, a car comes in, it's got this diagnosis, you look at it, I kind of look over the paperwork and I think to myself, I really don't think based upon what I'm hearing from, you know, the customer that's driving this on a daily basis from the owner, that's really not what I'm hearing. And no, I think we should probably look at a different direction or a different, you know, analysis. And, you know, I'm not saying I was right every single time, but 9 times out of 10, you'd go back, reevaluate things and find something else different wrong with the vehicle based upon the findings from the customer, much to what you're talking about with our health.
No, absolutely. And having a good diagnostician, you know, that is what it's all about. And so, yes.
Okay, so I know last week we talked about the BrainTap. Big deal, by the way. And I think it's a bigger deal than most folks think. Although, after you were done, Charlie and I were talking at break, and I apologize. I've had such a busy week here and lots of things going on in my world, as you know, with, you know, my brother and different things and so on. So it's been a little bit crazy. So I meant to ask you, and Brian and Charlie and I were talking about this when it comes to the BrainTap. I think a lot of folks think free, there's a catch, but in this case, there's no catch. It really is free, call you and figure out what's going on. And I mean what I say, because a lot of folks equate free to there's a catch.
Yeah, come in, try the BrainTap, get, you know, see if you feel relaxed. I mean, patients love it. It has been one of our go-to tools, especially during COVID. And people can buy units for their home, and because we buy them in bulk, we get them at a discount from what you can get them on online. And it's just been, it was a real win during COVID to have this meditation tool, because it has really helped people lose weight, stay on track, build a better viewpoint of just getting out of this or coming out of this. So
one last thing, and by the way, perfect. Thank you. And I agree. And I think it's one of those tools that all of you listening, it's free. Go try it. Use it. I think you'll get lots of benefit from it. And as we say every single Wednesday, if there's anything we can do to help all of you listening live a more productive, fruitful, healthier life, then, Dr. Julie, that's what we're doing each and every week. One thing I wanted to get your comments on, though, because we talk about this a lot as well, and you and I have talked about this numerous times, and that's sugar. And we talk about its, you know, adverse effects, and granted, we know it's there and it exists and so on, and it's not bad if it's done in moderation and correctly. But it's interesting. There was news that came out yesterday that Cargill has agreed to sell 50% stake in the world's largest sugar trader to its Brazilian partner, Copersucar, it says. I don't know exactly if I'm saying that correctly or not, but it's interesting to me that we now have a very, very large U.S. company agreeing, in a way, to get out of at least a large portion of sugar.
That's so interesting. You know, I want to believe the best, and I hope that that's the direction we're moving in, but sugar is as big of a drug industry as any under,
yes,
if not bigger,
it is,
as any underhanded drug industry out there. And so that would be all well and good, but there's probably something going on.
Yeah, and by the way, I do not doubt what you're saying, and I have no stake, for everybody listening, I have no stake one way or the other in Cargill whatsoever. I just thought it was interesting that, again, with all of this talk that even you and I and other folks in this world, you know, have when it comes to sugar, that all of a sudden we now have a very, very large, you know, U.S. company saying, wait a minute, we're going to pull back on some of this and sell off to one of our partners. And again, is there anything to it or not? We'll find out as time goes by, of course. But it does lend you to think, Dr. Julie, that there are at least maybe some folks paying attention.
Right, to what's going on or how sugar's being used. I mean, it's just such a big money maker, and it's so detrimental to the system.
Yeah, I said this earlier in the program, and I really mean it, Dr. Julie. I know where you stand on this. You're right, you know, lock, stock, and barrel with me when it comes to masks. We have a situation today where as long as you're wearing your mask, you're healthy, it's safe, social distance, no big deal, even though all the while you may be 100 pounds overweight and consuming far too much of all the wrong stuff in the world around us, and yet as long as you're wearing a mask, everything is good. Again, as usual, we're focused on the wrong things.
Right. 100%. Building our immune system, keeping our immune system strong, getting good rest, keeping inflammation low. I think the biggest thing this year that people should focus on, investigate, or ask questions about is how do I keep or get rid of inflammation? Because that inflammation is what causes degeneration of tissues, what causes stomach problems, what causes people to gain weight, what causes brain aging. And so what is causing my body to be inflamed? Food, infection, like where is this inflammatory process coming from?
All right, folks, Ascentel Center, 303-343-8800. Free brain tap, and no free doesn't mean a catch. Just go get it done. Dr. Julie, as always, thank you so much. Have a great evening. Appreciate it. Let's do this. Purify Chevrolet's up next. Shop online at purifychevrolet.com.
Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purifoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. The financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it. And she actually enjoyed herself at Purifoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purifoychevrolet.com or give Purifoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, that's about it for this Health and Wellness Wednesday. And I, by the way, everybody, this is one of my favorite segments of the week. I know I look forward to it. I hope you all do as well. I realize that in some cases this is, too much information for some. You'd rather talk about other things and so on. And you know what? I get that. This is near and dear to me just because of my own past history and knowing what can be done to actually get healthier and live a healthier lifestyle and enjoy life more and all the different things that go along with that. And I really hope that you will listen to all the folks we have on during these segments and apply a lot of what they say, because really it does make a huge difference in your life, in your world, and literally in the folks that are around you. So with that, we've got hour number two coming up next, and then followed by, of course, hour number three. Don't forget tonight, National Crawford Roundtable, but we'll be back. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.